Joining me now is KPBS reporter Steve Walsh. Steve, welcome.
Hi, Maureen.
This is a story with national implications, and you set the ball rolling on the investigation. Tell us, how did you uncover this story?
Well, I suppose I did kind of set the ball rolling. You know that KPBS is part of this project called Back at Base. It's a consortium of stations, and they work with the network. And I was with one of the other stations, one in Indiana, and I was actually doing some work with Veterans Choice as it was rolling out, looking at some of the problems they had had early on. But it really wasn't until I had come to San Diego that I realized that, I went to this ribbon cutting, basically, for one of these call centers. It's actually in the piece. And I didn't realize that it was these contractors, TriWest, and it turns out Health Net as well, that were rolling out this whole program, that it wasn't actually the VA. So we started having a conversation, and we were talking with some of the partners. Other people didn't realize that. And yeah, we started looking at this. I think it was in November we started making the sort of first initial calls on this, and it just kind of grew from there.
Now, in your story, we heard from one veteran who was angry about not getting an appointment for months. Did you find there were a lot of problems like that with TriWest in San Diego?
Yes, we have heard from vets, and we've heard from veterans groups as well, not just in San Diego, but around the country. It was a little hard to get data. That was one of the things that were really challenging for us. We would get bits and pieces of data from the VA itself, but they would cover certain time frames, and then we would get bits and pieces of data from the companies. But it was hard to compare apples to apples. So in the end, it was hard to create this complete picture, but there's a lot of anecdotal evidence from a lot of people out there. They're very upset with this program.
What were the major problems you heard about?
Well, I mean, it's the ones that you hear. There are long wait times, that there just aren't enough doctors in the system, that it takes there are a lot of problems with the VA itself, where it takes the VA a long time to get these authorizations to the contractor or to get all the data back. So it takes a long time for contractors to be paid. And in the meantime, things happen like people end up sending the veteran to collection. They end up billing the veteran for these services that are supposed to be paid for by the government, which created a whole nother level of issues.
You're trying to put together a private health network for thousands of veterans in 90 days, just on the face of it, seems ridiculous. Didn't anyone say, hey, wait a minute, let's do this thing right?
Yeah, that is the problem. And that is, I think most people would concede that's a major issue with the rollout. Congress, if you talk to Congressman Jeff Miller, he'll say that, the VA was working on this kind of private care before. They always had the ability to do this. This wasn't their first rodeo. But to try to roll out a big national comprehensive program like this in 90 days, it obviously created a tremendous amount of strain. There's a lot of comparison to the Department of Defense. They have something called TRICARE, where their military personnel and retirees can go to outside doctors. That system was set up, and by some accounts took several years, maybe 7 years before that whole network was built out and it was working the way they wanted it to. So trying to do this all in 90 days, yeah, it seems like that was a bit of a haul.
I think one of the red flags should have been the number of private contractors who said no, as you reported. They just said they couldn't put the program together in that time.
Yeah, the 90 days really did scare off most of the big companies like Humana and WellPoint, Accenture. They were all in this room. The VA made their presentation. They clearly made a stab at trying to do this under the usual kind of bidding process where they would have pages and pages of agreements to go through. And in the end, they decided, first they couldn't get enough people to bite on it. And then I think the time kind of ran out on them. And so they went with TriWest and HealthNet, which was, I guess, in their minds, their best bet if they felt the VA itself couldn't do it.
And what's been the experience of veterans in other states, as far as you know, trying to access the Choice program?
Well, there have been issues all around the country. In Maine, the congressional delegation there asked for HealthNet, the contractor that's working in that part of the country. They asked for them to be removed. There have been a lot of complaints in Montana, where a Senator Tester has one of the bills there that he is... been incredibly critical of them. And one of the largest doctors groups in the states in Montana said they just simply couldn't participate anymore. So there have been these kind of issues all around the country.
And in your report, you say Congress is in the middle of overhauling the choice program. What exactly are they doing?
Well, they're going to do a lot of things. And of course, they're going to do what they're going to do. So just because, you know, the VA has come up with some plans doesn't mean that everyone is going to follow suit. But among the things they want to do is there was that customer service element, the thing that TriWest and HealthNet are doing there, where they're the ones interacting directly with the vet and making those appointments for the vet. Well, there's a lot of talk, and I talked to veterans groups that said, you know, that's, you know, that whole notion of putting the contractor between the doctor and, you know, and the patient and the other doctor just hasn't worked particularly well. And there's a lot of talk of moving a lot of that back into the VA itself. Of course, the VA has a lot of its own problems. They're very slow to pay contractors. They're very slow to pay medical bills. And so a lot of the initiative that's been in the legislation so far talks about modernizing those systems, providing money for electronic medical records, and mostly electronic billing, which is way, way behind in the VA.
Well, as I said, NPR is handling this as a multi-part investigation, and we will be hearing about it in the days and weeks to come. I've been speaking with KPBS reporter Steve Walsh. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marie.
Support for military coverage is provided by the Patriots Connection, a program of the Rancho Santa Fe Foundation.